This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Bridge Method's apology and reaffirmation steps depend on congruent physical expression. When your body contradicts your words, the apology fails before it lands. In short, this article covers four physical expression frameworks that make the Bridge Method's apology and reaffirmation steps land with real credibility rather than empty words. The open stance framework for signalling genuine accountability through posture. The steady gaze protocol for using eye contact to build trust without pressure. The vocal alignment method for matching tone to the emotional weight of repair. Definition: congruent physical expression is the alignment of your body language, facial expression, posture, and vocal tone with the words you are speaking. When these elements match, the listener believes you. When they conflict, the listener believes your body, not your words. There is a particular kind of failure that I have watched play out in offices, on factory floors, and around kitchen tables for 60 years. Someone walks in, says all the right words, and yet the other person leaves feeling worse than before. The words were correct. The problem was everything else. The arms were crossed. The eyes kept sliding away. The voice was flat, clipped, rehearsed. The body told a completely different story. The Bridge Method, which I introduce and Say It Right Every Time as a six-step relationship repair framework, begins with two steps that hinge entirely on being believed. Begin with an apology and reaffirm the relationship. You cannot fake your way through either one. Congruent physical expression is what separates a genuine repair from a performance that leaves damage behind. In this article, you will learn four frameworks that give you reliable structure for physical expression in apology and reaffirmation steps of any repair conversation. If you are also working through the broader method, how to use the Bridge Method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown covers the full six-step process. Why physical signals matter more than your script. Most people prepare for a difficult conversation by writing down what they want to say. They craft the apology carefully. They choose their words with precision. And then they walk in and deliver those words with their body contradicting every syllable. Communication is not primarily verbal. It is physical first, then vocal, then verbal. The listener's nervous system reads your body before your words arrive. Structure in your physical delivery is not a luxury. It is the foundation on which your words either stand or collapse. Here are the specific moments when having a physical expression framework makes the difference. When you're nervous and your default is to fold inward, cross your arms, or look away, a framework gives your body somewhere concrete to go. When the conversation carries genuine guilt or shame, your instinct may be to avoid eye contact entirely. A framework tells you how much eye contact is steady rather than evasive or aggressive. When you're apologizing to someone who is still angry, your body may unconsciously tighten in self-protection. A framework keeps you physically open where every instinct says to close. When you're reaffirming the relationship, your proximity and orientation signal whether you mean it. A framework ensures you're facing the person fully rather than half-turned toward the exit. When silence falls during the repair conversation, your physical stillness or restlessness speaks loudly. A framework teaches you to hold still and let the silence do its work. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Open Stance Framework. Name and plain language summary. The Open Stance Framework is a posture system for apology conversations. It gives your body a clear default position that signals accountability rather than defensiveness. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the moment you enter the repair conversation and take your position relative to the other person. It is the physical foundation every other signal builds on. How it works. Number 1. Feet and base. Place your feet shoulder width apart with your weight evenly distributed. Do not stand with one foot angled toward the exit. This signals you want to leave. Plant yourself as someone who intends to stay. Example. Before stepping into Marcus's office to apologize for missing the deadline, you pause in the doorway, set your feet, and breathe. Number 2. Arms and hands. Keep your arms uncrossed and your hands visible, resting loosely at your sides or on the table. Crossed arms create a physical barrier that cancels an apology before it is spoken. Example. You sit down, place both hands open on the table in front of you, and wait for him to look up. Number 3. Body orientation. Turn your torso fully toward the other person. Do not angle away towards the door, a window, or a screen. Full orientation says, I am here, and you have all of me. Example, you pull your chair to face him directly rather than sitting at the angle the desk suggests when to use it. Use this framework at the opening of any repair conversation, particularly when the relationship has real damage. It is especially important when you are the one who caused the harm, when not to use it. In a large group setting where positioning is constrained, focus on the upper body, only uncross your arms, face the person, and let your hands rest open. A quick example in practice. Yusuf has called a meeting to address the way he handled a public disagreement with a colleague. He walks in, stops a meter from the table, sets his feet, uncrosses his arms, and sits down facing her directly. He places both hands loosely on the table. He says nothing yet. His body has already begun the apology. Eamon's take. I have seen polished apologies destroyed by crossed arms. The open stance framework does not make you more vulnerable. It makes you more credible. Framework 2. The Steady Gaze Protocol. Name and plain language summary. The Steady Gaze Protocol is a structured approach to eye contact in high-stakes repair conversations. It tells you how to use your eyes to build trust without creating pressure or appearing confrontational. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the specific challenge of eye contact during an apology and reaffirmation, with the instinct to look away shame and the instinct to hold intense eye contact over compensation are both wrong. How it works. Number 1. The soft focus. Look at the person's face rather than drilling into their eyes. Allow your gaze to rest, not stare. Think of the difference between watching someone and examining them. The first feels safe, the second feels like a test. Example, you look at Claire's face, taking in her expression rather than fixing your gaze on her eyes. Number 2. The natural break. Every 8 to 10 seconds, allow your eyes to drop briefly to your hands or the table, then return. This is what genuine reflection looks like. Unbroken eye contact reads as confrontational or rehearsed. Example, you pause mid-apology, glance down for a moment as if gathering your words, then look back at her. Number 3. Eye contact at the key moments. Hold your steadiest eye contact at the most important points when you state what you did wrong and when you reaffirm the relationship. These are the moments the other person is deciding whether to believe you. Example, I let you down on this, and I own that completely. And you hold the gaze while you say it. When to use it. Use this protocol in any one-on-one repair conversation, particularly when the other person needs to feel seen. It is essential during the reaffirm step of the bridge method. When not to use it. If cultural norms in your team mean sustained eye contact is uncomfortable or disrespectful, adjust the duration of holds and rely more on body orientation and open posture to carry the trust signal. A quick example in practice. Priya is apologizing to her colleague for excluding him from a key decision. She keeps her gaze on his face, soft and steady. When she says that was wrong and it should not have happened, she holds her gaze for the full sentence. Then she glances briefly at her hands, breathes, and looks back before asking how he is feeling. Eamon's take. The eyes do not lie, and people know it. When your gaze is steadier at the moment of real accountability, it lands differently than any word you could choose. Framework 3. The Vocal Alignment Method. Name and plain language summary. The Vocal Alignment Method is a framework for matching the tone, pace, and volume of your voice to the emotional weight of a repair conversation. It prevents the two most common vocal errors, speaking too quickly from anxiety and speaking in a flat, controlled tone that sounds scripted. What it is designed for. This framework directly supports the apology step. Words can be perfect and yet sound hollow when delivered at the wrong pace or in a tone that does not match the gravity of the moment. How it works. Number 1. Pace. Slow down by roughly a third from your normal conversational speed. Anxiety accelerates speech, slowing it down signals that you're not trying to rush past discomfort, but sitting with it. Example. Instead of delivering 3 sentences in 10 seconds, you give each sentence its own breath. Number 2. Volume. Speak at a slightly softer volume than normal, but do not whisper. Soft volume signals sincerity and care. Whispering can feel theatrical or evasive. Example. You lower your voice to the level you would use telling a friend something that matters. Number 3. Tone matching. Your voice carries the weight the words require. Do not speak about something painful in a bright, upbeat tone. Do not speak about hope in a flat, defeated tone. The listener's body registers the mismatch before their mind does. Example. When you say I understand this damaged your trust in me, your voice carries the gravity of that statement, not the brisk efficiency of a status update. When to use it. Use this framework throughout the apology and reaffirmation steps. It is particularly important when you are someone who defaults to controlled, efficient speech under pressure when not to use it. If you are naturally expressive and emotional, focus on the pace element only. Trying to modulate volume and tone on top of genuine emotion can produce the opposite effect and make you appear to be performing. A quick example in practice. David tends to speak quickly when uncomfortable. Going into the apology conversation with his team lead, he sets a deliberate pace, giving his words room to land. When he says, "I should have told you directly instead of going around you," he says it slowly, at a low volume, and his voice carries no defensiveness. His team lead exhales. That exhale is trust arriving. Eamon's take. "I spent years speaking too quickly when things got hard. It felt efficient. It read as dismissive. The vocal alignment method taught me that pace is respect made audible." A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4, the Reaffirmation Proximity Framework. Name and plain language summary. The Reaffirmation Proximity Framework governs how close you are to the other person during the reaffirmation step, and how small physical gestures, like a slight lean forward or a brief touch on the forearm if appropriate, signal genuine relational investment. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the second step of the bridge method specifically. Reaffirm the relationship. Words of reaffirmation said from a physical distance, or delivered while leaning back, carry half the weight they should. How it works. Number 1. Calibrated proximity. Sit or stand close enough that the other person does not have to raise their voice, but not so close that you invade their space. In a seated conversation, a standard table width is generally correct. What matters is that you do not create a necessary distance by pushing back in your chair. Example. You resist the urge to lean back when saying, "I value this relationship, and I want us to move forward." Number 2. Forward lean. A slight lean toward the other person, roughly 10 degrees, signals engagement. It is the physical equivalent of "I'm not going anywhere." Example. As you say, "You matter to this team, and so does your trust in me," you lean forward slightly, elbows on the table. Number 3. Stillness. Do not fidget, tap, or shift repeatedly during the reaffirmation step. Physical stillness signals confidence and sincerity. Movement signals anxiety or the desire to escape. Example. You rest your hands open and still on the table and do not move them while you speak the reaffirmation. When to use it. Use this framework during the reaffirm step and also during the gain agreement step later in the bridge process. It signals that the relationship matters more than your discomfort. For more on how reaffirmation works within team repair, see how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy. When not to use it. In a video call, proximity is handled differently. Adjust your camera so your face fills roughly a third of the screen and lean slightly toward the lens rather than back. The principle is identical. The mechanics adapt to the medium. A quick example in practice. Sandra is reaffirming her relationship with a colleague after a sharp public disagreement. She slides her chair slightly closer to the table, rests her hands open in front of her, and leans forward. She says, "I want to be clear. I respect you. I respect what you bring to this team, and I am not willing to let one difficult moment define what we have built." She does not move while she speaks. He believes her. Eamon's take. Reaffirmation said from a leaned back posture is a withdrawal dressed as an offer. Move toward the person, stay still, and let your body carry the conviction your words claim. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Opening the repair conversation and feeling defensive open stance framework. Delivering the direct acknowledgement of wrongdoing steady gaze protocol. Tendency to speak quickly or sound clipped under pressure vocal alignment method. Delivering the reaffirmation of the relationship reaffirmation proximity framework. The other person is still visibly angry open stance framework combined with vocal alignment method. Video call apology, where proximity is impossible reaffirmation proximity framework adapted for camera. When more than one framework could apply, start with posture. The open stance framework creates the physical foundation that every other signal builds on. If you're standing wrong, steady eye contact will not save you. For situations where the relationship damage is severe, Use all four frameworks in sequence. Establish your open stance before the conversation begins. Use the steady gaze protocol throughout. Pace your voice deliberately from the first word and lean forward during the reaffirmation. Together, these frameworks create full congruent physical expression. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. For guidance on how empathy further supports the repair conversation alongside these physical tools, see how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. Common mistakes when using physical expression frameworks. Frameworks only work when you apply them with discipline, not as a performance you put on for the other person's benefit. Rehearsing words, but not body. Most people prepare what they will say and leave their physical delivery to chance. Enter the room having practiced your posture, your pace, and your eye contact as deliberately as your script. Physical preparation is not vanity. It is respect for the conversation, overcorrecting into performance. Trying too hard to appear open produces the opposite effect. If your open stance looks rigid and effortful, or your eye contact is unnervingly fixed, the other person reads the effort, not the sincerity. Practice until the framework feels natural, not staged. Abandoning the framework mid-conversation. When the conversation gets tense, people revert. Arms cross. Eyes drop. Voice speeds up. This is exactly the moment to hold the framework. The other person is watching most closely when they are deciding whether to trust you. Using physical openness to mask emotional closure. A physically open posture cannot substitute for genuine accountability. If your words are deflecting while your body is open, the mismatch registers. The framework supports real repair. It does not replace it. For the full six-depth structure this sits within, Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time covers how the bridge method works as a complete system. Forgetting the reaffirmation step's physical requirements. People invest heavily in the physical delivery of the apology and then relax during reaffirmation, leaning back, looking away, or rushing. Reaffirmation requires the same physical investment as the apology, sometimes more. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all four of these at once. Pick one, work it into your next difficult conversation, and build from there. Number 1. Choose your entry framework. Start with the open stance framework. It is the most foundational and the easiest to practice alone. Stand in front of a mirror, set your feet, and cross your arms, and feel the difference between open and closed. Do this for 5 minutes before any difficult conversation this week. Number 2. Record yourself. Use your phone to record a rehearsal of a repair conversation you have coming up. Watch it with the sound off. What does your body say? Does your posture signal openness or self-protection? Does your face match the words you're saying? This is uncomfortable and essential. Number 3. Apply one framework per conversation. In your next real repair conversation, commit to one framework only. Manage your posture or manage your pace. Trying to apply 4 new physical disciplines at once will make you self-conscious. Build the toolkit one layer at a time. Number 4. Debrief after each conversation. Spend 2 minutes reviewing what worked and what reverted. Did you hold your open stance? Did your voice slow down? Over time, this reflection builds the physical self-awareness that makes congruent physical expression second nature rather than deliberate effort. Leaders who do this consistently will also find it sharpens the feedback conversations described in How to Give Feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Congruent physical expression means your body, voice, and words say the same thing at the same time. Without it, even a perfectly scripted apology fails to restore trust. The open stance framework, feet planted and arms uncrossed, is the physical foundation of every credible apology. The steady gaze protocol teaches you to hold eye contact at the moments that matter most, without staring or looking away from guilt. The vocal alignment method makes your voice carry the weight the words require. Pace and tone signal sincerity more reliably than word choice alone. The reaffirmation proximity framework ensures your body moves toward the relationship, not away from it, during the most important step of the repair. Physical preparation is not separate from the repair conversation. It is the repair conversation before a word is spoken. If you're building a broader communication toolkit alongside these physical frameworks, how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation, how to use the core framework to restore team synergy after a breakdown, and how to use the SPY method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides are worth your time. Congruent physical expression is the only honest way to begin putting something broken back together. Frequently asked questions. What is congruent physical expression in an apology? Congruent physical expression means your body language matches the words you are saying. In an apology, it means your posture, eye contact, and facial expression signal genuine accountability rather than defensiveness, so the other person believes what they hear. How does congruent physical expression affect the bridge method? The bridge method begins with an apology and a reaffirmation of the relationship. Both steps depend on the other person trusting what you say. Without congruent physical expression, your body sends signals that contradict your words and the steps fail to restore trust. What body language signals make an apology believable? An open posture, steady eye contact, a slight forward lean, and a calm vocal tone all signal genuine remorse. Crossed arms, averted eyes, or a flat tone undermine the apology even when the words are correct. The body must align with the message for trust to begin rebuilding. Can congruent physical expression be practiced before a difficult conversation? Yes, you can rehearse the physical elements of an apology just as you would rehearse the words. Practice your posture and eye contact in a mirror, or run through the conversation with a trusted colleague. Physical congruence becomes more natural with deliberate, repeated practice. Why does incongruent body language destroy trust in team communication? Team members read physical signals before they process words. When a leader's body language contradicts what they are saying, the team registers the mismatch and disbelief follows. Trust erodes not because the words were wrong, but because the body told a different story. How do I use the open stance framework when apologizing to a team member? Stand or sit with your feet shoulder width apart, arms uncrossed, and hands visible. Turn your body fully toward the other person rather than angling away. This physical openness signals that you're not defending yourself, which creates the safety the other person needs to receive your apology. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.